Amen. All right, church, as you know, we're being persecuted. That is the message will be, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 20 through 21. As you know, because we are believers of Jesus, the world will hate us. The world is not going to like us because of our belief through the scriptures. So the scripture says, remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, Jesus Christ, they will also persecute you, believers of Jesus Christ. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me, which is Jesus Christ. Many scriptures speak on the persecution of the church. Let's read 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, he that says he abides in Jesus also abides in you guys, which means you walk like Christ. Because of that, all the time we will be persecuted. We're going to go through things where people point fingers. People are not going to like you. People are going to get upset with you. People are going to be taking you down. But one of the strongest things is what we learned in Davis 10 is kingdom culture, kingdom living. And one of the kingdom living is in the Our Father's Prayer. And something that is really hard for a lot of us as Christians is the forgiveness of others. So as we will do the Lord's Prayer, it says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. And I stop there because even myself, I get stuck with forgive those who trespass against us. As you know, what's happening at the neighbors, it's a hard thing sometimes to forgive those who take our parking lot. It's a hard thing. So lately, as you know, in the news, we've been having a lot of issues. We had the guy named Dylan Roof, who's 21 years old, accused of gunning down 9 people at the church in Charlotte. We watched the news, all of us got angry, and we got upset. And it was hard to forgive those who trespassed against us. The court rules bakery illegally discriminates against gay couples. The court had a group of people who worked at a bakery, and they refused to give the cake to, they refused to make a wedding cake for this gay couple that wanted to become married. And because of that, they got persecuted. And now they have to pay a huge fine. Everyone point fingers and destroy them. Again, it goes back to forgive those who persecute us. ISIS, mayhem against Christian children. Forgive those who trespassed against us. As I'm speaking about a lot of these things, it's hard to forgive those who trespassed against us. Persecution is coming to this church, and we need to be ready. And the way we be ready is by forgiving those. So we will have people who are of transgender that's going to be coming into your job. Before their name was Daniel, now their name will be Daniela. And your job will tell you that you have to call them by their new name, Daniela. And you're going to say, that's hard. I can't do that because it's against my scriptures. It's against the Bible. It's against my belief. If you refuse, the boss will fire you. You've worked for years, 21 years, many years, and you've worked hard. They have given you a raise, but yet they fire you because you refuse to call Daniel Daniela. Forgive those who persecute against us. That's kingdom living, is forgiving those who trespass against us. So we're going to read a scripture of what happens when we do not forgive those who trespassed against us. If we look at Matthew chapter 6, 14 through 15, we're going to take our time with this message here for Matthew chapter 6. This is about the debt payer who refused to forgive those who trespassed against us. Jesus is talking to the disciples. The disciples ask about forgiveness, so he gives them a parable. But before he gives a parable, this is what he says. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespass, neither will your Father forgive your trespass. So when we've sinned, and then we ask for forgiveness, he can't if we can't forgive those. That's a challenge. If he can forgive us, we need to be able to forgive those. Because if we can't, he can't forgive us of our sins. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. So it says, then came Peter to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him till seven times? And Jesus says unto him, I say unto you, until seven times 77. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one who was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, which approximately means like $4 billion that he owed the king. So this king was asking for his money that he owed him. He was like the almost like a tax collector. He says, you owe me some money. So let's see what happens. But for so much as he couldn't pay his Lord, so his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had to pay off the debt that he owed. The servant therefore fell on his knees, fell down and worshiped him, and saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And of course, the Lord is going to forgive. Then the Lord of the servant, who was moved with compassion, loosed him and forgave him of his debt. That's what the Lord has done to us when we came to Jesus. We had our sins, the things that we have done, the past that we have done, for myself of alcohol, for myself of fighting, for myself of many things that I've done. The Lord forgave me. I owed a debt. The devil, and he comes and accuses us and says, look what they have done. They belong to me. But Jesus forgave us. And so we go the same way as this man and says, please forgive me. So we come to the cross and say, please forgive me. So after we've been forgiven, we walk somewhere else and we go about our business. We do our own thing. This servant, after the Lord forgave him, this is what happened. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him $300. And he laid his hands on him, wow, and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that you owe. Do you see the difference of the behavior? And his fellow servant did the same thing, fell down on his knees at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not have patience with him, but went and cast him into prison until he would pay his debt. He was not able to forgive those who trespassed against us. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, and said unto him, oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you of all your debts because you desired it on me. Should not you also have compassion on your fellow servants, even as I pity on you? Shouldn't you forgive also because I forgave you? Shouldn't you forgive the neighbors also as I forgave you? Shouldn't you forgive your boss as I've forgiven you? Shouldn't you forgive someone that trespassed against you, hurt you, destroyed you, mocked you as I've forgiven you? And the Lord was angry, and he delivered him into torment till he should pay all that was due unto him. He was forgiven, but because he refused to forgive, he was taken to torment. The torment for the scripture is actually reads of hell. And so hell is not beautiful. Here with us in the scriptures, we believe there's a hell. But this guy who was forgiven went to hell because he was not able to forgive those who trespassed against us. This stuff is deep. This stuff is real. This stuff does not play. You have to forgive those who trespassed against us. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you from your hearts. Forgive not everyone and his brother and their trespasses. So that's the idea of what happens when you do not forgive those trespassed against us. But we're going to look at someone who was 100% man and 100% God, Jesus Christ. And we're going to see what he did. Let's look at Luke chapter 23:34. Jesus gets taken, he gets whipped, he gets beaten, he gets punched. They said that he gets hurt so bad that he was not recognized. And he was placed onto the cross with nails on his hands, nails on his feet, just. And you had all these people just destroy Jesus. But yet, this is how Jesus responded. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And as he's saying this, they divided his garments and cast lots. While he forgave them, they still took him down. So even when we forgive those, they can still take you down. And that's where the challenge becomes. You have to stay consistent with forgiveness, even after you have forgiven them. We have to be examples like Jesus. When we follow Jesus, we have to be like Christ. If we do not follow Christ, we will not be like Christ. We can't do this after. So it challenges your heart. It challenges you to understand yourself and say, am I able to still forgive even after I forgave them and they still cast lots, rip my garment, and still hurt me? Colossians chapter 2, 13-14. "And you being dead in your trespass, you no longer have it. Your sin is dead. Your sin is gone as far as the east is from the west. Your sin is as down into the deep. Your sin is no more. It's dead. He has made alive together with him, having forgiven you of all your trespasses." All. "Have wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out on the way and have nailed it on the cross." I am so glad today the cross is here to get you the idea that everything that you have done, every sin that you have done yesterday, today, and the sins you're going to do tomorrow, believing in Jesus, it will be taken up to the cross. As you see, the trespasses and your sin will be dead. Your sin is no more. Your sin is gone, it's wiped. That money that you owe the king is gone. Rejoice in him who has taken away your sins. So he has taken it. Let's read Romans 6:6. "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." When you owe money, you're a slave to that person that you owe money to. You're enslaved. When you the sin in us, if we do not have Jesus, we're enslaved to the devil. We're enslaved to the enemy himself. We are enslaved, bondage, but Christ has crucified himself and took your stuff and took all of it, placed it on him, with him on the cross. The cross is very important. Every time we sin, we go back to that cross. And just ask for forgiveness. Remember what Jesus has done on the cross. He's taken the old behavior, the alcohol Paulo behavior, and placed it on the cross to be a sober Paulo. Let's look at Genesis 41. So as you know the story of Joseph, his brothers sold him into slavery. One of the most important things that I didn't realize as I got this revelation reading the Bible scriptures of Joseph is that he actually forgave his brothers. How do you know, Paulo? Because of what the scripture says. It says, "Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house." So everything that happened in his family, he has forgiven, that he decided to name one of his children Manasseh. That's deep. Can we be able to do that if our family persecuted us and took us to slavery? That hard that we will be able to name our child, "I forgive them"? Think about it. To me, it's challenging. When I watch the news and I stare at those things and I'm like, mm-mm, they messed up. That's challenging. that happens to somebody else, and I'm over there on their issues, and I'm over there getting upset with their issues. I'm over there going, oh, my goodness. Just think if someone came and took down our church, can we name our child Manasseh? I'm telling you, this stuff is deep. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. When you forgive, the blessings come. If you do not forgive, hindrance come. Destruction in your life comes. As you know, when we drink, if we have bitterness towards someone else, we have anger towards somebody else, we're drinking poison. That person is sleeping, snoring, having a beautiful dream that we're upset with, but yet we're bitter. We're upset. We're staying up all night wondering why we can't park over at the parking lot anymore. How dare she? I was pissed. I had to learn to do this. I looked out the window. It was just, so I have, it's a challenge for me. It's a huge challenge. I'm a protector. Someone messed with Michelle, I'm protective. It's like, how dare you? Who does that, you know? So it's a challenge to forgive those who trespass against us. It is a challenge because my past, you fight back. But in the kingdom culture, you forgive back. And when you forgive, you'll be fruitful. Things will start happening in your life. So think of the things that might be happening at work. Think of things that might be happening and see. It says, the scripture says, examine yourself to see if you are righteous. Examine yourself. See if there's anything that's going on that's causing a hindrance, destruction, or things in your family. I want to just challenge us right now, if we just close our eyes for a minute and just let the Holy Spirit just gather into you. Just take your time for a minute and ask the Holy Spirit, is there any bitterness towards somebody? Is there any anger towards somebody? Is there anything that's bothering you right now of someone or something? Let the Holy Spirit dwell with you to help you examine you. This is about you and the Lord today. There's somebody that owes you money. Is there somebody that's messing with you? Take your time. When you start to feel it, if you start to hear it, ask the Holy Spirit to help you forgive that person that has trespassed against you. Just start asking the Holy Spirit, because for me, I need the Holy Spirit to help us. Holy Spirit, will you help us right now to forgive those, to forgive that person? Holy Spirit, I need your help. This is the hard thing. It's hard, my God. I need you, Holy Spirit. This person has done wrong by me, and I need you to fix my heart, to set me right, my God, so that I can continue living, continue being fruitful, continue loving, even through the persecution. Help me, my God. Amen. So if you have thought of somebody today, I want you guys to start doing something that it helps me a lot, is to take every issue that you have had, every persecution, every anger of towards somebody, and today is the day you take it to the cross. You take it up to the cross, and you give it to Jesus. One of the biggest things that happens in the church is when we're angry, we forget to take it to the cross. And one of the things I've had a revelation on is the people that shot the 9 people, we've been angry, but we forgot to pray for them to have salvation. Other people that have done stuff on the news, we've been angry, but we forgot to pray for them to know Jesus. Our focus cannot be on what they have done and the anger that we have towards them. Our focus has to be that they know Jesus, because that's the only way they're going to change. It's a testimony to all of us. Jesus has changed us. So when you take your issue and your stuff to the cross today, please also pray for that person who has persecuted, angered you, did you wrong. It's important for your soul, for your salvation. Because as you know, your salvation and your soul matters. Amen.